You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today sports many successful identities. The eccentric Jay Peterman, Elaine's boss on Seinfeld. One of the first celebrity contenders on Dancing with the Stars TV show. The host of the popular game show Family Feud. He's an award-winning actor who has appeared in more than 50 television shows. A best-selling author. And here's my personal favorite identity. A man who embraces and celebrates his connection with dogs every day. Count yourself doggone lucky for tuning in, as our special guest is a man who puts the D in debonair, the O in outstanding, and the G in grace, John O'Hurley. Welcome to the show, John.
Nice to talk with you. How are you?
I'm great. We're going to chat with John and discover what feast he has in store for us on Thanksgiving Day and more right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition. This is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our guest is the witty and wonderful actor and best-selling author, John O'Hurley. Hey, John, it looks like Thanksgiving's going to be extra special for you and all of us pet lovers. Please let us know what you're going to be doing once again on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, we've established something of a holiday tradition now. This will be our seventh year straight of hosting the National Dog Show presented by Purina on NBC from 12 till 2 nationwide following the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And it continues to be not only one of the premier dog events in the country, but one of the most special days on television, drawing an audience of over 20 million people each year.
Wow. That's a lot of folks tuning in. And you're teaming up again with David Fry, who happens to be one of the most world's authorities on dog breeds. So you've got a pretty good tandem act there going, right?
I couldn't have a better partner in crime.
Now, who dances better, David Fry or your dances with Star Gal?
I guess it was Charlotte. I will take that. I'll take the crown there.
Okay. Well, in this special show, I guess you're going to also have a couple of special guests, Uno the Beagle.
Uno was the winner of Best in Show there at Westminster last year, who is actually, believe it or not, has retired from the show circles. That was announced this year. I don't know what a dog does when he retires, or even if the dog is aware that he's retired.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I wonder if he's got a AARP or ARF card now. You know, I don't know, when they retire. Now, there's this new dog breed, I guess you both will be introducing to us, the Dog de Bordeaux, a French Mastiff.
The Dog de Bordeaux is there, yeah, Belgian dog. It's a Mastiff style dog, and it's a beautiful dog. I actually took quite a few pictures with a couple of them promoting the show, and they're enormous, but they're 165-pound lap dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
They are, but they're just lovely. They are as sweet as can be.
That's great. Now, I understand if we're keeping tabs and you're into the American Kennel Club, this is number 168 on the recognized list of dog breeds. Is that correct?
And we will have, I believe we'll have all 168 there at the show. We have upwards of 2,000 dogs registered. So it's quite a day. And, of course, this is a benched show, which means that all of the owners and the handlers have to stay backstage there. And so that the public and we have numbers that total between 20,000 and 30,000 people that come through there to see the dogs and walk backstage and actually meet the handlers and ask questions about them. So it's a very informative day as well as a fun and inspiring one as well.
It's nice that we have that on Thanksgiving because there's a lot of families getting together and people are thinking about pets. How does this, when you talked about the benched with the dogs, it's kind of nice to be able to get up close and personal with a corgi or a mastiff or a poodle, don't you think?
It's really wonderful. And most of us, I have said time and time again that, the average person, knows about four or five or six different breeds of dogs. And then they kind of run out after that. And there are 168 of them now that we recognize there at the AKC. And it gives people an opportunity to see that there are so many different types of dogs that represent a different style of breeding. And this is the show is a way to celebrate the rich history of breeding in this country, because dogs were at their heart always. They were bred for a function, and the rich history of dogs goes back thousands and thousands of years to the way they were cultivated for use because, we needed extra hands around.
But you got to admit, of all the different species that walk this earth, I wonder what God was thinking when he created dog, because there's such a diversity in size, shape, drool. Tail, no tail, what's your take?
Everything you can imagine. And again, it goes back to breeding. Dogs were bred to be smaller, some were bred to be faster, some were bred to be brighter and herders. We have dogs that did drafting responsibilities by carrying or pulling things. There's a functionality to the rich history of breeding, and it is fun to celebrate it. It's fun to see what it is and discover what it is, and to keep those breeds alive as well.
You are a man who is dog's best friend, but you have many, many talents. You're a musician, you're a chef, you have single-digit handicap in golf. You make me envious. The only thing I can tell you I'm in sync with you on golf is that I named my dog Chipper.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to ask you now, you and your wife, Lisa, both share a love of pets and a love of golf. And I was doing some sniffing around on your bio, and you're quite the Romeo when it comes to popping the question to Lisa a few years back.
Oh, I did, yes.
Set us back to Pebble Beach, the seventh hole.
Tell
us
the famous seventh hole, the par three that extends out over the ocean, the Pacific there. Inside the hole on the seventh hole at the famous Pebble Beach, the ring was waiting for her in the hole. And I popped the question right there on my knees, and... It was quite a time. Could not have been more perfect surroundings.
Wow, congratulations. You are quite a Romeo. I like that. Let's talk a little bit about your love for pets. You've been a proponent of dogs, I think, ever since a little child growing up back east, correct?
Yeah, I have had a dog in my life ever since I was 4 years old. Yeah, I don't remember a time in my life when we didn't have a dog, actually. They've been kind of they've kind of been always my partner all along. I was always the one that took care of the dogs, and that was kind of my joy. I have such a love for them, and We have three now. Sadly, we've gone through the experience. Many people have. We lost one this year who was the inspiration for my first book. Her name was Betty. And so we had to go through that grieving process. But we ended up with two new puppies, actually, a Cavalier King Charles and a little Havanese. So that they're in addition to our little old man who is Scotia, who's going on 19 years old now.
Oh, my gosh, that is great. I guess his middle name is Methuselah, isn't it?
Yeah, he's an old drill sergeant. He'll go down kicking and screaming.
Good for him. Now, what are the names of your Cavalier and your Havanese?
We have the Cavalier King Charles is Sadie, and then we have little Lucy, who's the Havanese. And I'll tell you, these two dogs live atop each other all day long. They could not be better friends. It was the greatest combination of two great spirits, and they are such a wonderful addition to the house.
You know, people have to be very choosy, I guess, when they pick the pets, because, like, you're a testament to it. You're going to have them for 10, 15, maybe 20 years. They go through a lot of milestones with us in life. What was it for you and Lisa that said Sadie and Lucy are welcome to the family? What was it about?
Well,
them?
We've been lucky enough, of course, with my co-host there, David Fry. We have access to all of the great breeders, as you would if you went to the show and you talked backstage with them. And so we went and talked around a little bit, and David was such a fan of the Cavalier King Charles, and I really was. The more I've gotten to see them, I think they are one of the perfect breeds in terms of just loving, gentle temperament, beautiful dogs to look at, but they were just bred to be little love buckets. And we have a little two-year-old boy now. We wanted a dog that we knew would be gentle with our son and easy for him to acclimate to. We also felt the same about the Havanese breed, so we were lucky by combining the two. They make a wonderful kind of Tweedledee and Tweedledum together, and our little boy just loves him, and he's just learning now to pet them and be gentle.
This is William, right?
Yeah. Little William.
Okay. We are speaking with John O'Hurley, and he is going to be hosting on Thanksgiving Day for the 7th year in a row the big show. You've got to tune in after the Macy's Parade, the National Dog Show presented by Purina. It airs on NBC. It's a two-hour special. He teams up with David Fry, so you can't miss that. We're going to talk to John a little bit about his success when it comes to being a best-selling author. He's hit two books, both of them about dogs, and one hit the New York Times bestseller, and if I am a betting gal, which I am, I have a feeling the new release is going to also jump up the charts. The first book is called It's Okay to Miss the Bed on the First Jump and Other Life Lessons I've Learned from Dogs, and the second one that comes out in November is called Before Your Dog Can Eat Your Homework, First You Have to Do It. Both are published by Penguin. We're going to talk more with John O'Hurley right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dean Koontz, and you're listening to Oh Behave with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're chatting with John O'Hurley, the famous actor, author, dog lover, you name it. I think your resume, I don't know, do you have to continue on back page, John?
Well, it's just tough to hit a moving target.
Yeah, I guess so too. But let's talk a little bit about the books and how your dogs have inspired you. And just in your wildest dreams, did you ever think you'd be writing about dogs?
I only do things because my imagination tells me to do that. And I've listened to my imagination ever since I became an actor, and it's never steered me wrong. I do a great deal of motivational speaking to corporations around the country, and I have a certain style of what I talk about, and most of it is more qualitative. I'm not teaching them to be better salesmen. I'm trying to help people be better people. And so I ended up kind of steering my way into the subject of dogs, because I think dogs teach us so many things. They really are blessed little creatures that really are straight from God in terms of their gentility and their sense of living in the present moment, their sense of blatant honesty, and their sense of 100% just pure love. And I think they can teach us so many different things, and so I kind of put as many as I could together there, and I wrote the first book, It's Okay to Miss the Bed, and the first jump and the other life lessons I've learned from my dogs. It's kind of a tongue in cheek, but a very direct message about life lessons that our dogs do teach us. And they are not just trivial lessons; they're fundamental lessons that they're sitting right in front of you every day of your life, as long as you're patient enough and still enough to listen to what your dogs actually do teach you.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, if we all acted more like dogs, can you imagine what this planet would be like?
Well, I'll give you an example. Dogs live in the present moment. I think that's one of the greatest gifts that they give us. They have no sense of future. They have no sense of past. They have no sense of expectation or regret. They live basically in full eye contact with you, and whatever you're thinking of doing is much more interesting than what they were thinking of. And it's not as though they ever have another agenda that they're not thinking of another conversation they should be part of across a room. They're always present with you because you are their focus. And I found that if as human beings we gave each other the same courtesy, how much deeper and richer our relationships would be if we weren't always kind of, having an agenda while we're talking to somebody, or trying to move on to another conversation, or thinking of or worrying about the future, or thinking of the past. I think if we just kind of lived as dogs do, in the sense of the present moment, I think our lives would be a lot less stressful.
I have to agree. I think far often we make the human mistake of thinking the coulda, woulda, shouldas. And it's so blissful just to be in the now.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where, if you believe in God, that's where he exists. He has no sense of future or past either. And dogs don't either. They just have a sense of now and never. When you leave the door, they think you're never coming back. But they're just with you in the now.
Let's talk a little bit about your two books, It's Okay to Miss the Bed on the First Jump and Other Life Lessons I've Learned from Dogs. And then the new one coming out, Before Your Dog Can Eat Your Homework, First You Have to Do It.
The second one was a lot of fun. The first one did really well. It jumped onto the top of the New York Times bestseller list and did really well, and that was a surprise to me. And because I just wrote it really because I wanted to just empty my hard drive upstairs of my head there of a lot of things that had been occurring to me, and I wanted to write a good book that I'd always have, that I felt was a testimonial of the things that I truly believed in life, and a celebration of the dogs that were in my life. And then on the heels of the success of the first book, I felt I had another book in me, because we were just enjoying the birth of our first child and only child, and I thought how interesting. The premise of the book was I found a series of secret little notes that were written by my dog Scoshi, the little old man there who's 19, and these were little secret letters that were written from him to my son William, and hidden under the foot of the big blue elephant next to his feeding chair. I found them, and I read each one of them, and I used that as the premise for a book. And each one is a little letter on manhood to him, because he totally distrusts that I'll ever be able to teach him anything on the subject.
That's true. That's true. Now, the timing of the birth of your son, and you got an amazing call, I understand, from your publisher, Penguin, when you were in the hospital. Let's go back to that day.
It was December 6, 2 years ago, when I got a call in the morning on my cell phone saying congratulations. And, you know, our son had been born just 6 hours earlier there at about midnight. And I was sleeping in the room next to my wife, so I quietly took the call and I said hello. And they said, well, congratulations. I said, thank you. I said, mother's resting very quietly and comfortably. And the little one is quite healthy, and we're very happy. And they said, that's lovely, but that's not what we were talking about. We called to tell you your book hit the New York Times bestseller list. So it was a wonderful coincidence, and I certainly will remember that day for two blessed events in my life.
That's not bad. That's better than winning the lotto, don't you think?
Indeed.
Because, you know, you can't put a price on those two milestones, I guess.
No, you really can't. They really are singular.
Now, we do have some listeners that just really love the Seinfeld show. So let's talk a little bit about you playing the role of Jay Peterman and what kind of things that maybe people may not realize about playing that part of a real person.
Well, yeah, most people don't realize that there really is a Jay Peterman and a Jay Peterman company, and it is singular, romantic, one of a kind, not only clothing, but merchandise, antiques, furniture from all around the world, all bent on a sense of adventure and a sense of wonder and a way to celebrate the kind of the way you wish life was. And that's always been the philosophy of the J. Peterman Company. And then in 1999, a year after Seinfeld ended, the funny and the very strange P.S. to the story is I actually bought the J. Peterman Company. So he
oh
and
my
I
gosh.
Own it together. He and I own it together. We have for nearly 10 years now, and it's quite an enjoyable avocation of mine.
How hard or challenging or just amusing is it to portray a real person and then, oh my gosh, partner with him? Do you guys look alike?
No, I own the company. Well, I'll tell you, it's running a business, especially one that's as successful as this one, is a lot more difficult than playing it on television, let me tell you, especially in over the last 10 years, we've had quite an upheaval in economic times, and for the good and for the bad. So it's always a challenge, but it's a wonderful, wonderful company that I think really has this. They really have a grasp of the authentic, and I think that's what makes this company so successful and so singular. In fact, if you go to jpeterman.com, you'll see the catalog there that we parodied on Seinfeld. It's a lot of fun and some very unusual things. Oh, with a romantic story for each.
Right. I'm assuming he is can take a joke pretty well.
He does indeed. Yep.
That's great. Now, we have the big event coming on Thanksgiving, and that is the show that you're going to be hosting for the seventh time running. It's called The National Dog Show, presented by Purina. You're co-hosting with David Fry, and we're going to be getting a chance to look at every dog breed on the planet. How does this differ than everybody seems to tune in February for the Westminster show, and that lasts like 3 days? It's like the little doggy Olympics. But set the stage for this show.
This is a two-hour presentation of a seven-hour dog show. So we do clip it to play live, live to tape, so that you get the essence of the show and the enjoyment of the show without the moment-to-moment and the drudgery that sometimes accompanies the long-winded three-day version of it. So it's just as popular and just as prestigious, but it really gives the viewer a real good sampling of what one of the great dog shows in the country is like, and that's, I think, the enjoyable part of it. And it also gives America a great piece of television that the whole family can enjoy on what really is the most spectacular family day of the year, which I believe is Thanksgiving, and the chance for everybody to get together and watch something that they all have a visceral invested interest in, and everyone has their favorite dog, and of course the best way to watch it is with your own and rooting for your own breed there as they sit there on the couch with you.
Well, that sounds good. Now, how do you manage to do all the different things that you do? At the beginning of the show, we introduced just a snippet of some of the things you do. You're hosting a game show, Family Feud. You somehow found time to learn the cha-cha and other things on Dancing with the Stars. You know, you're on a zillion different television shows.
Yeah. Well, if you add to that, I still have my two Broadway shows, Chicago the Musical and Spamalot, that I tour around the country when I'm not doing television. So I live in an airplane is what I do. I just flew to Philadelphia And I just flew back to L.A. yesterday to repack and fly out today. So that's kind of what my life is.
How do you keep yourself fresh, and how do you keep yourself from being worn out, and what role do the pets and certainly Lisa and William play in this?
We travel everywhere together. Sadly, the pets do not travel with us for long stays. They do when we're staying for, like, for long when I'm doing a show where I sit for 2 or 3 weeks, we'll bring the dogs mm-hmm. with us. They have to stay at home, unfortunately, so we do miss them a lot, but they're very happy and well cared for back there.
How are you unveiling your newest book? What's the game plan for that?
Well, I'm doing another book tour. Actually, starting tomorrow, I'll be doing a book tour, a book signing there right at the dog show, which will be fun. I have a bunch of them in New York. I have a bunch in Philadelphia where we'll be doing the dog show, and then all around the country as well. And if you go to Amazon.com, you'll see the book right there. Just look under John O'Hurley, and you see both books.
Well, you also have a little 16-minute video. I was tuning into it. I was laughing how you said you are the Grim Reaper of TV shows.
I've killed a bunch of them.
Really?
I killed a bunch of them. I make a joke about it, though. Yeah, I think every actor, no actor has gone scot-free. Everybody has killed a show or two in their life. I just happen to have more fun with it.
Do you ever see yourself in a show where you can actually be teamed up with a dog? Has that happened?
You know, it's funny. Fox was going to give me a talk show where I insisted that if I was going to do the show, that my sidekick would be a dog.
That would be a very loyal partner.
Never came to terms on it, unfortunately. But that's still me. You never know. You never know.
We'll put it out there to the universe, and who knows, maybe Sadie and Lucy will be a tag team for you.
There you go.
Well, we are talking to John O'Hurley. We want to let people know that you've got to dash over to Amazon.com or your favorite bookstore and pick up his two amazing, great books, because it's all about the dog. The first one is called, let me get it, I had it right here. Go ahead, John, take it away. You got the title.
It is. The first one is called It's Okay to Miss the Bed on the First Jump and the Other Life Lessons I've Learned from My Dogs. And then the second one was called, they're long titles. The second one was called Before Your Dog Can Eat Your Homework, First You Have to Do It.
All right, that's good. I really appreciate it. We also want people to tune in on Thanksgiving Day to NBC. After you enjoy the Macy's Parade, I want you to watch the two-hour special of the National Dog Show presented by Purina. You will have John O'Hurley there, right there with David Fry, and a zillion different kinds of dogs. What's your take on cats? Just curious.
Well, now we're getting into the red states and the blue states. That's a whole
different...
Yeah.
Ever had a cat?
I actually did. I had two Himalayans, but the reason I had Himalayans is that they were the most like dogs.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, you're a dog man. That sounds fine with me. I guess I'm bipedal. I like dogs, cats, and scary people, too. Is there anything else? I mean, if people want to go see Spamalot or they want to go catch you in Chicago, you're King Arthur in Spamalot.
King Arthur and that. I also have a new album. I do compose, and I have a new album that's coming out before Christmas called Secrets from the Lake, which accompanies the first album that I did about 2 years ago, which was a Billboard bestseller. And again, they're all my piano compositions. So if you'd like something nice and quiet and gentle in your life, and gosh knows we can use something in this kind of hectic time that we're all in, but they may enjoy that as well.
Well, that sounds good. Do you ever run into the gang of the Seinfeld?
We cross paths. Remember, the business is a very small one, actually, so we all see each other all the time.
Well, the new show, the old Christine, she's doing quite well in this. I think she broke the jinx.
Yeah, she's finally broke away and recreated and created another character, which is great.
All right. Well, John, we do appreciate you being a guest on O Behave. We think you have very many talents, and you're lucky that you have some dogs in your life that also help you be grounded. I think this latest book your dog actually wrote, you just kind of, as you said, filled in the gaps. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't write it. My dog did. I just filled in the blanks, that's all.
All right. Well, we're talking to John O'Hurley. He is going to be on the NBC special, the National Dog Show presented by Purina. That's Thanksgiving Day between 12 and 2. Tune in for that. And please, anytime you're doing anything on the TV, look for him. Go get his books, go get his music, and catch him in Spamalot in Chicago. Is that enough shameless promotion for you, John?
No, I embrace you. Thank you.
All right. We also want to take this time to thank my cool producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen every week. And we want you to go check out all the other shows on PetLifeRadio.com. We have a kennel full of talented people there. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.